Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the creative life of Old Town Camarillo and the communities within Ventura County, fostering connections between artists and visitors, and celebrating the cultural identity of our community. Ongoing programs including Artists in Residence Open Studios, Arts Education Classes, diverse Blackboard Gallery exhibitions, cultural events, festivals, poetry, comedy, and much more. Come visit Studio Channel Islands located at 2222 East Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo or call 805-383-1368. You may also visit StudioChannelIslands.org for more info about events or view collections or artists.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Does Pizza Man Dan deliver beer and wine to your house?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
And wine?
Yes.
To your house?
Yes.
PizzaManDans.com?
Yes.
Tequila?
No, no tequila.
Cerveza!
PizzaManDans.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life right here in the 805. We've got a great show for you. I do want to remind you that we will be here from 6 to 8. And I talk about the brighter side of life. We've got so many amazing events coming up, and I want you to be a part of all of them. We've got tickets that we're giving away, and this weekend we've got tons of stuff happening. So we're going to talk about that, and I want to share some of my guests with you. Our first guest is going to be Larry Levine, and this guy is one busy guy. I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss this. It's a 6th annual Brew Fest, and I'm telling you, the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks is presenting it, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. There's going to be lots of breweries, lots of live music, tons of stuff, and of course, it's over at Caneo Creek North Lakeside Park over there. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We're going to have Richard Goldstein talking about protecting your pets. And then we're going to have Charlene Morla, and she is going to be talking about Make a Wish. And, of course, that's Tri-County's Over the Edge event that's happening. So with that, I always like to start my show with something uplifting. An attitude of positive expectation is the mark of the superior personality. I hope that you are all starting your day in a positive way. And, you know, there's so many. We're in the summer. We're trying to get our lives all together. There's so many chaos things happening. Just this last week, I know I keep talking about this, but I have had so many deaths and close friends. Life is a gift. Go out and enjoy all these events and make sure you tell the people that you love that you love them. Talk to them. Spend some time. Know their story. That's what my show is all about. I do want to remind you of our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That number is important because we love to hear from you, and we love to give back here on the Kim Pagano Show. So we want to hear your calls. We've gotten so many calls. Every week it gets more and more, and we so appreciate it. We've got lots of winners out there. I want to make sure you also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places to win, and get our newsletter that goes out every every single week with all the events that we're talking about, all my guests, and a little bit more about them that's linked to their website. And also, you know, you can get our newsletter when you call in. Make sure you ask to be a part of that. Also, if you miss any part of our show, you can go to our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Let's start our show right now. And again, we're so grateful that you are here with us, starting your day in a positive way. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
So many things happening, Kim. The 24th annual Oxnard Salsa Festival is happening this weekend. Plaza Park, the best salsa, spicy food, sizzling entertainment, everything you want with the salsa bands. It is a blast for this weekend. A lot of fun there. Rubicon presenting Christmas in July. That runs all the way through to the 31st. We have Wings of Camarillo, the air show presented by the California Aeronautical University. More than just an air show, it's been about warbirds, aviation history, veterans, cool aircraft, and cool cars. That is running August 19th and 20th, a Saturday and Sunday. The Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents the 6th annual Brewfest. You will never have more fun donating to charity than at the TO Brewfest in Thousand Oaks. You will experience over 19 craft beers, and that is happening for Thursday. That's August 24th. Lots of great events coming up, Kim. There's just so many things happening during this beautiful weather. How about PawWorks 2017 Bark and Bubble event? You can celebrate PawWorks saving over 2,500 animals since January 2014. And you can join PawWorks for a delicious champagne brunch at the Four Seasons Hotel Westlake. That's where that's going to be for Sunday, July 30th. Boy, this is a jam-packed weekend.
I know. I'm telling you, it's so many fun and great win-win events. Let's bring our first guest on. And Larry, are you there? Larry?
I am. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. I'm so excited to work with you guys. You guys always do such a great job. And so tell us a little bit about who you are. I know you're the chair and you're working this, and, you know, it's going to be amazing. So, again, tell us about the Thousand Oaks Brewfest.
Yeah, I will. But I wanted to take a step back because I was just listening and I wanted to key in on a word that you said, and that was about positivity.
Thank you.
And you're very welcome. And, you know, if I play off of that, and I'll just roll right into a little bit about who we are. But, you know, at Kiwanis, we try to, you know, promote that positive image out in the community and in what we do. So I really wanted to key on that and just give you some kudos for that. So
thank you. That's what, you know what, and that's really what life is all about. If you can, you know, life's going to happen to us in every way possible, but it's how we deal with it, how we walk through it, how we have our support team. And I know the Kiwanis, they have a huge support team. Those are people that are like coming together to make something more beautiful.
Yeah, and it's our chance to give back. So, you know, with the 6th annual Brewfest, I mean, obviously it's presented by the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks, but, you know, more importantly, it goes beyond Thousand Oaks. As Kiwanis is a global organization, so we volunteer at all kinds of levels. We're dedicated to improving the world one child and one community at a time, and that's what we're doing here in Thousand Oaks and in the Kaneo Valley. So we support, you know, not only the community, but a lot of the service groups and charities within the community of Kaneo Valley, and we support well over 40 of them.
That's awesome.
The whole premise behind the Brewfest was just to give back. It was to have a great time, but it was actually to raise money to give back to the community. So you really don't want to miss Brewfest. You'd already mentioned it, but it's at Kaneo Creek North Lakeside Pavilion. And it's just a really relaxed setting, a park-like setting behind the Thousand Oaks Library. So come out and enjoy a great afternoon.
Perfect. Okay, so where is it going to be? Tell everybody.
Well, it will be at, it's Kaneo Creek North.
Okay.
Which, for a lot of you guys who may not be familiar with it, it's on Jans Road. It's Jans in the, off the 23 freeway, right behind the Thousand Oaks Library, right behind the Global Senior Center. It's Kaneo Creek North. Obviously, a lot of people might be familiar with Kaneo Creek South, where the soccer fields are, directly across the street.
Wow. Okay. And what can a guest expect at this year's event? I know every year that's like, you know, it's funny. We all get better. Like wine gets better, we get better. So what can we expect this year?
You can expect a lot. And with our sixth year, I think we get better and better at creating that experience. And that's what I'm all about as the chair of the event, is I really want to enhance the experience. So when people arrive, obviously they're going to check in and so forth. They're going to receive a wristband, but you're going to get a souvenir tasting glass. to kind of commemorate the event. And then you'll experience over 19 craft breweries. We're going to have numerous local restaurants. We'll have a couple wineries as well. And, you know, come and just have a great time and support the cause.
I love it. I love it. And now what kind of entertainment will be there?
Well, I'm excited because these guys are fantastic. It's a well-known band called Ignition. They've been around Southern California in the Ventura County area for quite some time. These are just great guys doing 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s style of music. They've been with us now for almost the whole time we've been here. This is probably going on the third, fourth year. These guys are fantastic. So if you want to find out more about Ignition, they do have a great following. You can find them on the web at www.321ignition.net.
Perfect. Perfect. And are they from UK?
No.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
No. Yeah. No, they're actually from right here in, a lot of them are reside right here in Canal Valley.
I love it. I love it. Okay, perfect. So where can our callers, if they don't win tickets?
No, I wish they were from the UK. They're special. They're coming all the way from the UK.
I know. I saw something about UK
something?
Over here. I'm like, wait a minute, you know? So, I'm like, man, Larry, you got some big pull there.
I have some pull, but I don't
Not
have a
that
pull
good.
Across the
okay.
pond.
Okay, perfect. So if our listeners don't win tickets, where can they buy them? And then I know we didn't really mention VIP, but I want to talk a little bit about that really quick.
Yeah, well, first of all, they can go to our website, and we just re-enhanced our website. So you can go to www.tobrewfest.com, obviously the TO for Thousand Oaks, so www.tobrewfest.com. And we also offer VIP tickets, and it's for the first 150 people. So it's a little special experience. It includes a little bit early entry into Brewfest.
I love VIP.
I know, people love that.
And people want to just, you know, feel that, I don't know, it just feels good. So I would encourage everybody to get their tickets bought immediately because 150 is not very many people to let in there.
And we still have a few left. And I think that the nice experience about this and what people really appreciate about Brewfest, and I'll get back to what they get if they come into VIP, but this is just, it's a really small area. It's a boutique Brewfest that we've created. And the breweries that attend actually love it because it's an intimate crowd. And, you know, all you guys who are into beer, you love talking to the craft beer makers and so forth. And you really have a chance to experience that as opposed to maybe a larger event where you don't. But the people who attend the VIP experience, you're going to get a small little gift. But then there's going to be small batch beers there, some fine wine, and some specialty food.
I love it. I love it. All right. Again, let's give out that website. And, of course, it's www.tobrewfest.com. Larry Levine, you're doing an amazing job. I can't wait to attend this event. I hope that all my listeners will get their tickets. And I look forward to seeing you there.
Awesome. You're very welcome. I appreciate the support.
You got it. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a really quick break, and I hope that you stay with us. And, of course, we've got tickets for you. Let's just get some phone calls in here right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Talk to you soon, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind.
Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents the 6th Annual Brewfest. You'll never have more fun donating to charity than at the Thousand Oaks Brewfest. Experience over 19 craft breweries, along with local restaurants and live music by the well-known Southern California band Injun. This exciting event takes place at the Conejo Creek North Lakeside Park, a relaxing oasis behind the well-known Thousand Oaks Library, and the perfect location to enjoy your afternoon. Come join us for some amazing craft beer and meet local brewers that put their heart and soul into making the best beers in the county. We look forward to seeing you there. For more information, visit www.tobrewfest.com. That's www.tobrewfest.com. Please join us for Metal Arc Service League's 30th annual A Taste of Camarillo Wine, Brew, and Food Festival, the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch. Dust off your boots and enjoy country western music and dancing with live performances. There'll be a VIP Lark Saloon, wet your whistle watering hole, and shopping in the shade of 100-year-old trees. All proceeds from the Taste of Camarillo benefit local and Ventura County charities. Saturday and Sunday, July 29th and 30th. For more information, visit www.metalarcserviceleague.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we've got Diane and Anthony here. She's one of my dear friends, realtors. She's like I just call you like a walking encyclopedia, world of so many things, you know. So anyways, welcome. And of course, you were on our show last month. You got some things to talk about. And the market it's still hot, isn't it?
It's changing, but yes, there are pockets that are hot.
Yeah. And so tell everybody a little bit about what you're doing. And you know, you always give such great advice. I know the last time you were on there, I went home and I was telling my husband, I'm like, did we do this? And he's like, I don't know. Maybe Diana did it for us and we never even knew it. I don't know. But you always, you know, you really just give some amazing advice. And so I'm so excited to have you in my life.
I'm glad you're in my life.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to tell you that I had one of my friends heard me on the radio, and she said, but you didn't tell him about this. And I said, okay.
Oh, God, I love it.
And
okay,
so I said, okay, well, let me share that the next time I'm with Kimmy. So one of the things that she said was that probably 20 years ago, I told her one of three things is going to happen when you meet people. You're either going to leave them in the same place. You're either going to bring them up or you're going to bring them down. It's your choice as to how you leave that person.
Wow.
So for me, whenever I'm with anybody, I want to make sure that the time they're with me is always positive so that when they leave, they feel better about themselves. Because the last thing I want somebody to do is walk away from me and have a negative attitude or wonder, what did she mean by that? Or
that is very true. That is a really good point.
And she said that's one of the things that she appreciated when she was working with me is that she said, I thought I was your only client.
Do you know, that is interesting. And you know what? You want to treat people like they're your treasure for that moment, that time that you're there. And it's interesting, you know, I was just saying we lost a really good friend this weekend. And when people came up for his funeral and talked about who he was, sometimes you're like, I thought I was the most special one, you know, but he had a special relationship with
pretty
so
much everybody.
Many. And what a golden rule. My kids, my daughter was there, Tiffany, and she's like, oh, my God, Mom, you know, it's kind of interesting because you really want to, you know, share that with people. And even his kids, it wasn't what he bought his children. It was
how he made him feel.
Yes. And that he was always there for him. Mm-hmm. And that he had a special thing that he did with his children. He would let them come into his cars were his sanctuaries, I guess. But he would lock himself in the car and go, tell me everything you need to feel and think right now and anything you want to know. And that was his time with his son.
And that was a safe haven in that vehicle. Yeah. Well, that's what she said. She said, you always made me feel like I was the only one you were interested in. And at that moment I was, because I may have other clients, and obviously I do. But when I'm with somebody, they have my undivided attention. I don't take any other calls. I don't look at any other files. I don't look at any other paperwork. I try to just
give them feel special.
Yeah, I give them my undivided attention. And with saying that, when I'm done with that person, I return the phone calls of the other people or I handle the other business that I have. But one of the things that I do as a broker is always make sure that one person has my undivided attention. If they call me, their call's important or they wouldn't have called.
Right.
Okay, so I return calls, you know how I am, within a half hour if possible.
Right.
If I'm with clients and I say I'm with a client, you know, I just send them a text. I don't have it pre-recorded text. Because I may not be with a client.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's not like you're always busy and I'll call you back. Yeah, exactly.
I may be here.
Yeah.
And I don't want to set the precedence of lying. Because to me, that's a lie.
Right. No, what you see is what you get.
What you see.
I
and so that. Her big thing was that over the years, she says, I've always remembered that that's how you made me feel. And she goes, I'm not real good at it. Sometimes, you know, I leave people not feeling as good as I'd like to. And she goes, but I notice it. And she goes, that's the first step. And she goes, and I told my kids, and they'll say, well, you didn't make me feel that way, or something like that, right?
Right.
But she was able to notice it. And that's the first step in anything, is noticing that you're doing something or a behavior, whether it's a good behavior or a bad behavior. It's just something to notice, and then you can change it.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting this weekend. And, you know, my husband's like, honey, you need to take care of yourself. I know that you can be there for all these friends, because I give of my heart, you know, because I see people hurting and you want to be a part of what they're doing and make their life easier for that moment. But, you know, there, you have to have some boundaries, right? Yeah. And, you know, but...
And neither one of us are very good at that.
No, not
at all. I've had clients live at my house. So I know I'm not
you
real good
have.
At that.
Yeah, so...
Or their dogs.
Yeah, I know. I know. In fact, one of my girlfriends just found a little dog, and I'm like, okay, let me see. Who can I figure out? Let me spread them, you know. But that's it, is you bring in your tribe, and you have your support group. And that's what I say is, I hope that whenever you're, you know, our time is up, that we've done what we needed to do. Because I think we all have a job and a purpose here. And if you don't, you do. Yeah. You're missing it.
If you don't know, you don't. If you don't know that you have a job, trust me, you do.
You're
just not awakened to it.
Yeah. So I think that that's really important. So, and I love, you know, that as a realtor, you always go that extra step, that extra mile. And, you know, when people are, one, purchasing the biggest purchase of their life, okay, or maybe they're going through a change in their life where they have to sell, or they have to find something else, or they have to move. Those are all the times that they really need somebody with experience and somebody that's going to walk them through all of what you don't know, you don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, I say that all the things is that you don't know what you don't know. If you did, you'd look it up on the internet or you'd ask questions. But to just blindly go through and not even know that there's more to it than that.
Right.
And, you know, once you're, the good news is when you're with me, I'm with you all the time. The bad news is that when it ends, I'm still there.
Yeah.
Because
no,
I'm there,
that's
you know,
right.
For whenever they have questions. And if it's, like I said, plumbing questions, electrical, I mean, I get divorce questions, I get attorney questions, I get animal questions, whatever it is. If I don't have a resource, I'll find it.
There you go. I love that. And for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Diana Anthony. And give out your phone number so everybody, if...
It's 805-340-6135.
Okay, great. And so what are you working on right now? And what kind of tips can you give us for, you know, Ventura County? And you are in Ventura County, right?
Right. Goes from Westlake all the way to Ojai.
Okay.
We have a number of bank-owned properties coming up. The bank-owned properties right now are not below market. They're at market value, and they're getting their price. I'm working with some people who are getting divorced, and it's... you know, putting up the boundaries, I'm not real good at, because I want to help both of them. And one of the things I've always said, because I've been divorced before, is that I don't choose sides. And that's hard to do. It's not to favor one or the other. But they both have, you know, that the marriage didn't work just because of one. It didn't work because of both of them.
Correct.
And I'm on a need to know basis. I don't need to know. But at the same time, I'll hear things. And I have to just kind of let it wash over me, because I'll hear it from both sides.
Like a hair therapist. Okay.
Yeah.
When I do, you know, both couples' hair and I hear it, I'm like, okay, I'm not, you know, it's like you indulge that information and you lose it, because it's professional. You can't, you know.
Well, I can't tell the other person
because
one of them would trust me.
No. And very much so. Yeah.
And they both need somebody that they feel. And that's hard to do, to be close to both sides and not choose who's telling the truth or isn't. But because I've been divorced, I can easily figure out that it's both of them.
Exactly. Well, there's two parts to every, you
Absolutely.
Know, right?
Yeah.
So
that's one of the things I'm dealing with. I've got bank-owned properties under contract, and those are a breed in itself, just because the seller doesn't disclose anything about the property, so the buyer has to be, you know, do their due diligence. And if it's a brand new buyer and it's a first-time home, they have no idea what they need to do.
Right.
So I facilitate that, who they should speak to, what reports they should get. You know, like I had somebody wanted me to get a radon test. It's about $2,500. It's worthless in a condo. Right. If they're on a hillside, that's a different story. So because I'm a commercial broker, at the same time, there's things that I know about that they may have heard on TV, or and they're talking about a property in New Jersey or Connecticut or something, and all of a sudden they want to transfer that to, you know, the state of California. And radon, if you ever read up on it, it's in every hillside.
Right.
It's like formaldehyde is in every desk. It's just there.
Right.
But you don't have to do a formaldehyde test on every single house that you go into, or a radon test. And so there's just guidance that they need. And the best, or the professional thing, is to answer their questions without making them feel like it's a stupid question.
Right.
So exactly. Diplomacy comes in all the time. And I'm a mediator between husband and wife. And, you know, you sit over there, let's talk. You know, let's meet separately. Okay, how about that? Because there's already a divide.
Right, right.
So it's
now,
it's
do you,
different.
You also sell businesses, too. What do you have that's...
I don't have any business opportunities.
Oh, you sold the pizza place?
We put in a manager for the time being.
Oh, good.
Because he had to... manage some personal items, divorce, you know, like I said, in between there.
Yeah.
Had to manage some personal items or personal business and then go that route. So, yes, I do sell businesses. I sell restaurants, land. I'm a commercial broker, so whatever's out there.
Right.
And I get into property management with my clients, but I'm not just going into property management. There's too many good property management companies
so
out there.
So you recommend to, yeah.
Unless okay. they're personal friends and
right.
I can help them.
Right.
So yeah. I do that.
Wow. All right. Let's take a really quick break and give out your phone number one more time. I know they hear your commercials, but we have you personally locked in our studio yeah. right now. So
my name's Diana Anthony, and it's 805-340-6135.
And your website?
DianaJAnthony.net.
Okay, perfect. All right. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
It's time for Southern California's hottest summer event, the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th at Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. Enjoy the region's best salsa bands. Take to the dance floor when the music moves you. Enjoy authentic foods and refreshing beer and margaritas. Taste award-winning salsas. Shop in their marketplace. Plus, tortilla art and fun activities for the kids. Festival admission is free. Premium seating available online. Don't miss the Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th. Visit OxnardSalsaFestival.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I haven't been giving anything away. We've been so crazy busy here, but I have tickets to the Wings of Camarillo that's coming up, and that's August 19th and 20th. I'd love to give some of those away. And at the same time, we have a Christmas Carol, and of course, that is Christmas in July over at the Rubicon. I've got tickets. So call us right now at 805- 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, we're talking with Diana Anthony right now, and I'm so glad to have you here. You know, interest rates are kind of climbing a little bit, right? So it's like a very important time to get in the market or not, correct?
The interest rates are going up, not a whole lot. Trump's not helping. Okay. Not sure where his head's at. It's all over the place. But because of what he's doing, it's affecting the market. It's affecting stocks and bonds. When you're buying a house, it's really important to know how the process works, and people just assume they know. But there's so many little intricate things. The last time I was with you, I mentioned the property tax guide, okay? Property tax guide is from the county, and it shows you how many months in advance you need to have taxes in an escrow account with your lender. So they call it principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. So when you look at your payment, people just think it's 20% down and it's $500,000, so that's what it is. No, that's not all it is. And so they need to be prepared with how much money is going to come up. They also need to be prepared that there's programs. If they don't have 20% down, there's PMI, which is primary mortgage insurance. And with the mortgage insurance, they can get a loan, which is a CalHAFA loan. And that loan will pay all of their insurance premium, so they don't have it on every single payment. And a lot of times it's only 125 or 150, something like that. But that starts adding up by the end of the year.
So you're saying if you put more than 20% down, then you don't have that, correct?
If 20% down, you do not have mortgage insurance.
And is it worth it to put that extra down, because then you wouldn't have it?
Yes and no, but that's a big chunk of change.
Right.
Okay, so a lot of people don't have that money. So to say that they have to pay insurance, and by the way, the insurance is protecting the lender. You're paying for the insurance to protect the lender against your default. Okay, so yes, you have to. If it's 19%, you're still going to pay mortgage insurance.
Right, right.
It's anything over 20.
Right.
So there are some loan programs that are conventional loans that are 5% down, but they have mortgage insurance. They're just allowing you to put it into the loan.
Okay.
So now you're paying your mortgage insurance for the 30 years. That's not really the best way to go either, but it just depends on your circumstances. Every single one's going to be different.
Got it.
And it could be a VA loan. On a VA loan, there's no mortgage insurance.
Do you work with VA too?
I work a lot with VA buyers.
All right. So
even with short sales, if the homeowner gets into a difficult situation, I can help him negotiate with the Veterans Administration office so that he's able to, or you know, they're able to buy a house in 3 years and not blow that whole relationship where they can put zero down.
So let me ask you a question. I see a lot of short sales. Like there's a short sale that I just went through. It was 2.1, okay, and it's a short sale. How does that work? Do you know what I mean? And yet they already bought another house. I'm like, it's not like how I used to think of short sales, I don't think. I don't know.
Well, on a short sale, what that means is that the lender is willing to accept less than what the homeowner owes, okay?
Oh.
My guess is that they can't buy another house. But they would have to close escrow on that one first before they went back to the other lender.
Okay.
Because they can't, once they get the short sale on their credit, they're not going to be able to
buy
anything else.
So is a short sale like is it negative?
Yes, in ways. The short sale, if you get short sale approval from the lender, what they'll do is they'll put on the on your credit that buyer, you know, the homeowner paid as agreed. Okay. But they know how that reads. I mean, the lenders know there's a special code there, so they're going to be a little bit more cautious with them. Whoever did that is in a great position, because it really doesn't matter what they do. They've already got their other home, okay? So
there was a death in the family, and so,
yeah.
Yes.
Or they may have taken a loan out, could have taken a HELOC, you know, a home equity line of credit, taken it out, used it as a down payment, then went back and, we got a short sale. We thought we could manage both. They have to have explanations to the lender.
That's interesting. Very interesting, huh? Okay. Now, what about what kind of properties are you working with right now? Is there any hot deals out there, or is there deals? Is there any deals lately?
There's deals out there, but they're not in, you know, for me, location, location, location. Okay. So we have one coming up on Zion Way. It's in a great location. It's right here off Ralston and Victoria. But it's a townhome. So a lot of people don't want to deal with townhomes. Is it a flip? No, we're not in a market where people can come in and just flip the homes. Even the foreclosure lenders are putting the properties out at market value. They're not below market, and they're not doing a thing. Okay.
They're
fixing anything.
It's more of a seller's market right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they can get a loan, a construction loan, so they can fix it. Usually it's on like a $350,000 purchase, they can probably get a $20,000 improvement loan right and tied into their loan.
Wow.
Okay. So there's a lot of things that they can do right now.
Wow. So let me ask you a question. Do you work with people like refinancing their home and they take money out to go and purchase something else, or, you know, what's your thought on that?
I tend to educate people regarding real estate.
Okay.
So it's more, I don't actually do loans. I just am very familiar with it. So a lot of times when they want to do something, I'll look at their taxes. I'll walk over with them. What is your ultimate goal? How can I help you?
Right.
Because it might be easier to refinance, take the money out, lower their payment, and rent it. Right now, there's so many people that need rent. So they might be in a better position to buy another property, okay, rent that one out, okay, for a period of time.
Right.
Okay. They might just sell it and get rid of the other loan. It's just up to them, whatever they want to do. So it just, as I said, every situation is different. To make a blanket statement, yes, they should do this, is unrealistic.
Okay. Yeah.
So
if people want to work with you, should they already have their loan approval, or is that something you can help them with?
I usually will walk them through that to explain how the loan program works. There's programs out there for teachers. Special programs, loan programs for teachers. There's special programs for firemen, for policemen. They have loans for, ethnicity. They have loans for income brackets. There's a number of properties in Ventura that are low income housing, if you will, that are in nice areas.
Right.
And so they may qualify for that. If they're going to buy a condo, they need to understand that the homeowners association fee is included in their mortgage. So sometimes that may not work, but it's a stepping stone. That may be the only choice they have to get into the market.
Right.
So, and I don't have a crystal ball to tell you when the top of the market is or when the bottom of the market is.
I know.
But believe me, I wish I did.
Are we like at a 9-year roll right now?
We're almost at a 9-year roll. Yeah. And the properties have been going up since approximately 2010.
Yes.
And it's going to change.
Yeah.
And it may not change this year because they're still going up.
So do you think people should still get in the market?
Absolutely. Always get in the market.
Always.
Because the choice here's if you're not in the market, you're paying somebody else's mortgage anyways. Why not pay your own?
Yeah, totally. I agree with that.
And with paying rent, you have no write-offs whatsoever. So a lot of times people that are renting, they're like, I owe taxes, I have this. But they don't realize that there's ways, and I can show them, that they can actually, if they have a $1,500 rent, which is very low, by the way, $1,500, that a mortgage up to $2,600 is probably equivalent to that because of all the things they can write off.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting.
But people are very visual. And so saying something like that over a radio is very auditory, and they're like, show me how to do that.
Yeah, okay. So, I want to say this to my listeners. If you just even have questions that you want to sit down, because you'll do that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, sit down, meet with Diana, and I'm telling you, I don't know where you get, how you keep all this information, but
I try to forget a lot of it, especially divorce stuff. I'm like, let that go.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't sleep. I don't sleep.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about sleep deprived? I'm right there with you again. I got a really good night's sleep last night, so I'm feeling good. But you do a lot, and I would love my listeners to meet with you. So again, you can call me, and I'll refer you to Diana, or give out your phone number one more time.
805-340-6135. And before I forget, let me mention that Kimmy and I have worked in a relationship as broker, seller.
Yes.
Okay. And so she knows
that you go the extra mile.
How meticulous I am.
And you really are. I have to tell you. I mean, she is like in your back, in your trunk. What do you have in there? It's like, every file, every. I don't
carry all my files, but it.
But I mean, I know. But you just have
everything's organized.
She's like a Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
So anyways, all right. I'm so excited to work with you again and to share you with my listeners. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Wish Make-A-Wish Foundation. And, of course, they're doing some big things out here. And I'd love you guys to be a part of it. I'd love to share something with you. And let's see. We've got Brewfest tickets. And, of course, that is happening August 24th. Thursday, and I'd love to share some tickets with you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. Diana, always great talking with you. And do you have any last little brighter side of life tips for my listeners?
Well, I heard something that was rather funny the other day. It said that if you keep moving, they can't bury you. And I went, oh, my.
I like that. I like,
oh my. Well, yeah, okay.
There you go.
No, the best thing I can tell people is that back to if you can make somebody else feel good, you're going to feel good.
There you go.
And that would be my best advice, is that when you're speaking to people, try to make somebody else feel good.
Right.
It isn't always about you.
Well, you know what? If you're, in fact, my girlfriend that just lost her, her boyfriend, you know, I just said, just go out and start helping other people.
Yep.
Isn't that the best way?
Take the focus off you.
Yeah.
Focus on somebody
else.
Yeah,
when you're helping somebody else, you're really helping yourself. So mm-hmm. I love that. Diana, always so good to see you. And I hope my listeners all call you.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just going to move right on over to Charlene. And Charlene, you hold so many hats. I tell you, I love when I'm like, okay, let's see. Yes, yes, yes. I want to be involved. So, and man, you've been like, your little music group is rocking it.
Of course.
I'm so upset again. I missed that last one. But oh my God, I saw the crowds and you're in your element with your brother and everybody.
Yeah,
right?
It was a great event.
Yeah,
great event.
Good for you. So, good for you.
Thank you.
Well, always a pleasure to have you here. And tell us a little bit about Over the Edge. That sounds scary, Over the Edge, but I'm really excited to hear about it.
It is. So Over the Edge. Over the Edge is Make-A-Wish Tri-County's inaugural event, and it's a never-been-done-before event. Not that I know of here in our area. So we're really excited about doing this. Over the Edge is an opportunity for people to face their fears and challenge themselves, just as the Wish Kids that we serve are challenged every day. So as they rappel down this, it's the National University Building, so that's the 1000 Town Center Building right across from the collections.
Right.
That's going to be going down August 4th and 5th.
Okay.
Our first day is kind of more of the media rappels. We've got, you know, some good people there in the lineup, and then our second day, August 5th, that's kind of an open to the community rappel. But again, we've got a good lineup of rappellers. I think right now we're at 50 rappellers, and the list keeps growing.
So what do you mean by rappelling? Like, how far do we have to get up there, and how far do we have to come down?
So the building, it's actually six stories.
Oh,
I want to say it's about 100, okay. 100, a little bit over 100 feet. Not that scary, right?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Are you guys afraid of height?
I am.
Yeah. Are you afraid of height?
Kind of, sort of. Maybe it'll hit me tomorrow or that next week.
Are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it.
Shut.
I got to do
it.
Oh,
my God. You just, you know, rock it. I'm telling you.
At first, I was just like, I don't know if I could, you know. But when I meet, like, some of the wish kids that we serve and grant these wishes for, that we work to grant the wishes for, I'm like, dude, if he could be here and do this thing, you know, I'm just going to, this is like a once in a lifetime thing for me that I got to really just challenge myself.
You have such a big heart. I love that about you.
Oh, thank you. So do you.
Yeah, thank you. I try to. I know. But, you know, it's like, gosh, yeah, these poor kids that, you know, life is short.
Definitely. But, again, back to the event, we've got, like I said, a crazy lineup. We've got 50 thrill seekers that have already signed up, and for the past couple of months they've been raising money to for the rappel spot, and so their goal is to raise $1,000 to rappel, and they've been very creative with fundraising. A lot of it is social media strong, where they're putting their links out on Facebook and Instagram and, you know, getting crazy and creative with it. But then there's some people who have been having fundraisers at local restaurants. So I want to thank those businesses who have actually,
wow,
like, hosted some
great
of those fundraising opportunities for them.
Very cool. And now, so is this event open to the public? Okay, so for my listeners who are going, I could do that, right?
It's open to the public, yeah. You know, again, our rappellers are going to be inviting their friends, and, you know, some of their businesses are going to be coming to support their employees who have signed up to rappel. And so, you know, it's right off the freeway. You could see it, and it's right across the street from the collections. You can just walk right on over and just kind of check it out. So it's going to be going on all day on Saturday from 9 to, I'm going to say, 4 o'clock. You know, we might kind of start wrapping it up around then. But,
do they have a website that they can check out the rappel
we
information?
We do have a website, and that's just OverTheEdgeVC, as in VenturaCounty.com.
Oh, cool.
OverTheEdgeVC.com.
Are you guys going to be live? Are they going to be videotaping?
We're going to have video, and, you know, we're working on some people right now to do that for us.
That's
and so
cool. That's very cool.
It's going to be great.
So, okay, tell us about Make-A-Wish. And, you know, I know that you're, you know, kind of new to it, but tell us a little bit about Make-A-Wish.
Well, Make-A-Wish, our chapter was established in 1985, and we serve the Tri-Counties area, so anywhere from Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties. Since we've been established, we've granted about a little bit over 1,500 wishes. I want to say even more, and our mission is to grant wishes for children with life-threatening medical conditions.
How long have they been, like, whoever thought of that idea, you know? Do you even know?
You know, I should know the history.
No, it's okay. I just wondered. I mean, what an amazing thing to make somebody's life, you know, special for their dreams come true.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, wow. So, okay, and what kind of wishes do they grant?
There's from what I know, there's four types of wishes. There's the have wishes. Children, they wish to have something special. You know, there's a girl who wanted a playset, something as simple as a playset or a princess bedroom makeover that we just granted recently here in Ventura.
You give me chills.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so
that.
We had a local artist come in, and she just painted this beautiful Rapunzel, like, you know, painting with the hair wrapping around the room. And that was really beautiful and colorful for her. Then there's also the go wishes. Some of these children, they wish to go on, like, a big adventure. The most popular ones are the Disney, you know, adventures or the Disney cruises. I just recently met a wish child in San Luis Obispo, and his wish was to go salmon fishing. And I'm a fisherwoman.
Yes, so I know you are. So,
I got so excited when I met him, but his wish was to go salmon fishing in Alaska. So he went on an Alaskan adventure with his family. Then there's also the wishes to meet a hero. And then also a wish to be somebody, be anything that they could imagine. And we just recently had, she was 8 at the time her wish was granted, but now she's 9. But her wish was to be a movie star. And so we granted her wish by sending her to the set of Jumanji, where she got to be an extra in that
movie.
How
cool is that?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it's really amazing, all the things that we do and the wish requests that we get at Make-A-Wish.
Yeah. What's the most unique one that you've actually heard about?
I knew you were going to ask me that one. And I wasn't really prepared, but I want to say all the wishes are unique. You know,
they're unique to each individual.
Definitely.
Right? Because it's their wish.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I would say, you know, wow, I love that.
There was one child, I think he wished for a puppy. And you know, that as simple as that wish might seem, he wished for a puppy because he really wanted a brother or a sister. And that wasn't, you know, so this puppy became like his best friend. And, you know, so things like that, it's just amazing. I just recently hung out with another wish family in Santa Maria. And his wish was to go on Hawaii. And when I met with the family after they had come back, the wish was not just a little excursion for them to get away, but when I talked to the mother, she was just like, you know, the time that we were there, we actually got to be together as a family. We forgot that he was ill. We forgot about medications and doctor bills and insurance and the next medical visit or the next procedure. So these wishes act as a big relief for family and for them to take a deep breath and just like enjoy something beautiful and also regroup as a family.
You know what? Will you stay with us? I want to take a really quick break, but when we come back, I want to find out about the families because, you know, sometimes the children don't realize how, or do they? We're going to find out, talk about that. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, cool. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I'd love to give something away. This weekend, we have the Salsa Festival happening. And there's still tickets that I have another pair that I'd love to share with somebody. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Pizza Man Dan deliver beer and wine to your house?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
And wine?
Yes.
To your house?
Yes.
PizzaManDans.com?
Yes.
Tequila?
No, no tequila.
Cerveza!
PizzaManDans.com.
Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents the 6th Annual Brew Fest. You'll never have more fun donating to charity than at the Thousand Oaks Brew Fest. Experience over 19 craft breweries, along with local restaurants and live music by the well-known Southern California band Injun. This exciting event takes place at the Conejo Creek North Lakeside Park, a relaxing oasis behind the well-known Thousand Oaks Library, and the perfect location to enjoy your afternoon. Come join us for some amazing craft beer and meet local brewers that put their heart and soul into making the best beers in the county. We look forward to seeing you there. For more information, visit www.tobrewfest.com. That's www.tobrewfest.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you that we have a whole nother hour with some amazing more guests. And I'd love you to share that and stay with me. Right now, we're talking with Charlene Morla, and she is the Community
Relations Manager at Make-A-Wish Tri-County.
I know. I'm so excited. What a great position for you to be in.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. And we're talking about this great event that they're having, Over the Edge. But before we go into that, I just wanted to kind of touch on the families that you've met. And, you know, not only are these children, we're trying to make their wishes come true, but at the same time, the losses that the families are going to be up against because they are inevitable going to pass away, right? Is that how it works?
There's some kids who pulled through and like they're like the strongest as ever. And you know, we've got some that we still keep in touch with that, you know, that want to give back to
that's
to
awesome
make a wish.
Yeah, so perfect. Okay, that's I love the positive side of that. That's awesome. All right, so really quick, back to Over the Edge, when is it going to be happening? What's the date
again? That's going to be August 4th and 5th. However, the open community rappel where you could come and spectate like all your friends, you know, we've got the lineup listed of who our rappellers are on the website, but that's going to be August 5th.
Okay.
You're more than welcome to come. It's going to be at the 1000 Town Center Drive. That's also the National University Building, as people would know it, right over by the collections.
Okay.
And I also wanted to add that we got some great support from some of our local, you know, just the Oxnard Fire Department. We've got Chief Darwin Bass, who's going to be rappelling up against Oxnard Police Department's Chief Scott Whitney.
Oh, God.
So
okay.
We've got our Assistant Sheriff William Ayoub from Ventura County Sheriff's Department, who's going to be rappelling also. and just a whole bunch more County of Ventura Information Technology System. We got Mike Pettit and his team that's going to be representing the county there, and we've got a father and daughter duo. So Natalie Yanez, or Natalie Bradley, okay, as we knew formerly,
yes,
with Ventura County Credit Union, she's going to be rappelling with her father, Howard.
My God. And she just had a baby.
Yes.
I mean, well, she didn't just have, but yes, okay.
So we call him Howard and the Manny Bradley because he's the Manny and he, you know, hangs out with his grandkids now.
I love it.
But they're going to be rappelling, and Howard's story.
Has she ever done that before?
She hasn't, and she's a little bit afraid.
Is it dangerous or is it scary?
It's definitely. Gosh, it's a bucket list item, but you know what?
Too hesitant for me.
No. Over the Edge, this company, they're a great company. They've got all the equipment and gear, and they've done this nationally all over, just with different other organizations and businesses to raise money for different causes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've been following their trail, and we've read up about them. And so, you know, definitely all our rappellers will be definitely secured and stuff. So
okay.
It's going to be great.
All right. Sounds really good. Yeah. Where do people find out more about how they can get involved with Make-A-Wish?
They can visit our website, tri-counties.wish.org, or they could call us at 805-676-WISH.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, of course. I'm so excited to be a part of all these great things that you do and that come to my show. So again, we are going to actually be done with this hour, but I invite you to stay with us because we have got a lot more. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. A true relationship is two unperfect people refusing to give up on each other. I love that. And, you know, Make-A-Wish is just making such a big difference in so many families. All right. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we'll be right back.